UK charity is exempt. So these are tools that you should factor in and discuss with your advisor, your solicitor, when the will's drafted. In answer to your question, UK charities are exempt from inheritance tax, which is really good. And one further point which this flags up for listeners is that if you gift 10% of your net estate to charity, you can then reduce your overall inheritance tax rate from 40% to 36%, which doesn't sound a lot, but if you do the maths and you have substantial assets, it can be a nice break.
Okay, Charlie, thank you. 0345 6060973 is the number. If you've got a question about making a will, about probate, about inheritance tax, or about power of attorney as well, Kevin in Wembley. Hello, Kevin.
Hello there. It's a similar question about inheritance tax. I own my own property and it's valued approximately $600,000. And I want to leave it to my son, but I'm concerned that along with leaving him a valuable asset, he'll also inherit a huge debt. And what is the best way of leaving it?
It's
a common problem. I think firstly, Kevin, I always say to clients in this position, because they ask me, should I gift my property away? And I'm always very concerned about that, because we want to be able to have control over our assets as we advance in years, because it's peace of mind, and that's a common theme. So firstly, gifting it away, whilst there can be advantages if we outlive that gift for 7 years, because if we don't reserve a benefit, what we've gifted falls off the inheritance tax radar. So that can be very good planning.
But you can't be living in it then?
But you can't be living in it, no. There is a certain scheme that you can live in it with the person you've gifted it to, but there's a complex sharing of bills arrangements, which, you know, I specialise in advising on, and that's something that we can advise clients on. But generally speaking, if you reserve a benefit to the exclusion of everyone else, then the revenue will say, look, we're going to count that in your estate when calculating inheritance tax, even if you're not the paper owner. So there's no way around that particular point. So I always say every client's different and it depends on what your motivations are. But one thing I would flag up is that there is the ability for a beneficiary to pay, or an estate to pay inheritance tax in installments, and that can make make it possible for an asset not being sold. And the way to do that is that within 6 months from when a person passes away, yes, we have to pay all the inheritance tax on cash assets, but we can pay 1/10 of attributable to property. So the tax that is due on the property, we pay 1/10 each year for 10 years, and that can soften the blow. So yes, there's the option of making a lifetime gift, and yes, there's the option of keeping the property. Every client's different, and this is a really detailed analysis that we perform when we see a client to determine which is the best path for them, because there are many options. So what I would say is that if you're ever thinking of making a gift, don't enter into that lightly until you've had professional advice. And if your main driver is to have control and ownership of your property, then you should do that, and then you should see what happens in the years to come. Make a proper will, and you can have some advice on the tax bill at that point, because you know tax laws will vary over time as well.
And in the case you're talking there of the 10% per year, is that person who's inherited it, are they living in that property at the time then? Do they have to keep the property?
Well, they can do, or they can rent it out if they're the sole beneficiary.
Right. They still have to own it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's if they sell the property, then it makes sense to get a clearance in the revenue and pay the inheritance tax due. But if they want to live there or rent it out, then at least it is the option of having installments to pay to the revenue over 10 years, and it can mean the difference between selling and not selling the family home.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. 0345 6060973 is the number. Gavin Keogh is here answering your questions about wills and inheritance. Give us a call now. I'm Clive Bull. This is LBC at 9:30. The headlines from Charles Rowe.
Riot police have used tear gas to clear people from the refugee and migrant camp in Calais. Part of the site is being demolished for occupants to move into converted shipping containers. A teenager is in hospital after being found stabbed in South London. Police, including the air ambulance, were called to Oval Tube Station earlier this evening. Alton Towers will reopen its roller coaster next month after a crash led to 5 people being seriously injured. A carriage collided with another on the Smiler in Staffordshire last June. LBC weather, rain and strong winds moving west to east tonight, lows of 4 degrees, rain clearing for most of Tuesday, highs of 12 degrees.
This is LBC London.
Sit back.
take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years. With a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office, apply today in branch, online, or over the phone, and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Dreaming of running your own business? Success is within your reach. Visit the British and International Franchise Exhibition at London Olympia on the 11th and 12th of March. Explore a huge variety of franchise businesses, all accredited by the British Franchise Association. Take advantage of financial and expert advice at over 60 free seminars. Find a franchise to match your ambitions. For free tickets, go to franchisetickets.co.uk. That's franchisetickets.co.uk.
At Purple Bricks, we've got rid of the things you don't like.
Like paying estate agents commission.
While keeping the things you do like.
Like having one of our local property experts take care of the valuation, viewings, and dealing with the offers.
Sorry? Just expressing the way the nation feels, Kenny.
Sell your property and you could save thousands with Purple Bricks. Viewing service costs extra.
Head-up display keeps a pilot's eyes on the skies when they're travelling in excess of 1,000 miles per hour. At BMW, we think that it's equally as important to keep your eyes on the road when you're travelling at 50 miles per hour with six very important passengers. That's why the 7-seat BMW 2 Series Grand Tourer is available with optional head-up display. So while your children have their heads in the clouds, you can keep your mind on driving and your eyes firmly on the road. The 7-seat BMW 2 Series Grand Tourer, engineered for family life.
Clive Bull on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
It's the Money Hour on LBC, and Gavin Keogh is here from DP Cameron Solicitors. We're talking about wills and probate and inheritance. 0345 6060 973 is the number. Maria in Walton on Thames. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
Hello, what can we do for you?
My husband and I have separate dwellings. He has a house that still has 10 years to be paid on the mortgage that he lives in. I have an adapted, specially adapted for my needs property that I rent. He has a terminal disease, and I have been trying and trying to get him to make a will because he wants the value of the house, such as it did totally. Can you help?
Right, so I'm sorry to hear about the circumstances, and I'm sorry to hear about your husband's illness. From our point of view, you're right to try and encourage him to make a will, because if he doesn't make a will, in that situation, the rules of intestacy apply when we pass away, and they were changed in October 2014. So if the value of what he owns falls under £250,000, then you as his wife would inherit that. But if the value exceeds that, Maria, then it does get more complicated, because it's split in half, that surplus, between you and children equally. And if he doesn't want his son to inherit, then he must make a will, leaving everything to you and your daughter in whatever proportions he sees. Now, it's important to make the will properly, because, and we touched on this at the start of the show, because if your or his son does then challenge the will, you'll want to make sure that there is a solicitor who's acted with a proper will file that can evidence that it was what your husband wanted. If he has the testamentary capacity to do that, then the best I can say is that he ought to get on and do it. Now, I do hope it works out. If you know, you struggling to find a good firm of solicitors to go to, I do want to help, because I can hear that you're in, you know, a bit of distress. So please leave your details with the station, and you know, you can give me a call at your convenience.
Maria, thank you very much. 0345 6060 973 is the number. Let's talk to Sue in Canary Wharf. Hello, Sue.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, Sue. What can we do for you?
If you have a solicitor and you pay inheritance tax, and 2.5 years later you get a penalty from HMRC, is the solicitor responsible?
Hi, Sue. It may well be that the solicitor is responsible, but it does depend on the precise facts, i.e. sometimes a solicitor can have a